Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Weather on the news with Bill Snyder from Channel 9. Hi, Bill.
John, happy Wednesday. It's good to talk to you. I missed you last week.
Yes, it is.
Good to talk to you. There's a lot going on in the sports world, haven't we?
Yes. That is a big understatement.
Yeah.
You know, I think as of tomorrow, I think you're going to have professional basketball, professional baseball, and professional hockey all playing at the same time. How about that?
Yeah, and I guess we'll still have college basketball.
Yes,
for a little while longer. We've got all of that going on. Yeah, it's a rare time of the year where we have pretty much everything except football.
That's right.
And it certainly felt like baseball weather today, didn't it?
It sure did. It was really, really, really nice.
Oh, it was. It was such a treat. 71 degrees today at O'Hare, 72 at Midway. Not bad when you consider 51 is normal for this time of the year. So we were a full 20 degrees above normal and about 20 degrees warmer than we were yesterday. So that's not bad. This is bonus territory for this early in the season.
You know, I read about this, the hottest March temperature in United States history happening out in Arizona, I believe.
Yes,
right?
That's absolutely correct, John. Yeah, it was actually set both in Arizona and in California. So Fort Yuma, Arizona, reached 112 degrees.
Oh, my God. Buttercup,
California, 112 degrees.
I bet the buttercup's melting.
Is melting, I would say, right? Yeah. But my goodness, John, it is the heat that's gone on out west is truly been, and I don't throw these terms around loosely. This is really unprecedented stuff. Yeah. I mean, and it's interesting is that it's not just, you know, California and Arizona. There have been 14 states, and I mean, I've been doing this, John, for about three decades. I can't ever remember in one particular, heat wave, which has compassed this area for, better part of one to two weeks now, 14 different states have set all-time records for the month of March.
That's insane.
And that goes, and that extends from California, where I was talking about the 112 degrees, to as far east as 88 degrees in Minnesota.
What?
Minnesota, 88 degrees in March. Yeah. So, places like Missouri, St. Charles, Missouri, this was last weekend. You know, when we were 77, St. Charles, Missouri hit 97 degrees.
Wow.
And that is just really, really remarkable. To put this in perspective, John, prior to March 2026, Phoenix had, and their records go back, go all the way back into the 1800s, okay?
Right.
They had hit 100 degrees once in their history in the month of March, and that was back on March 26th, 1988, and the high was 100. Well, guess what? Today in Phoenix, they had their eighth consecutive record high, their eighth consecutive day where the high temperatures reached 100 degrees. So they've done something. They've had eight times more what their all-time record was going into this March. I mean,
that is really
remarkable stuff. And what's interesting is this is not only, a record in Phoenix for March, of course, but that has never happened even before May in Phoenix. So it's not only happened in March, it's never happened in April.
How many days in a row?
8 days in a row where it's at 100 degrees.
That's got to be really difficult to deal with.
Yeah, boy. And I mean, and this, this is an area that's accustomed to hot weather because they get so many days each year. But to get it this early is just it's unheard of. It really is. And I mean, and that's been the case in a lot of areas out west, John. It's not just been Phoenix, but Las Vegas, Palm Springs, even parts of Los Angeles have had record heat. And what's worse about all that heat, John, is it's just enhancing their drought conditions. So not only are they headed towards tremendous drought as we move into the warm season, and because they all rely on water from the Colorado River, and if you don't get the moisture levels now, which is the time of the year when you typically get it, it's more and more difficult to get as we move deeper into the warm season. And interestingly, the snowpack across California is 25% of normal as we head to this time of the year. This is typically when snowpack peaks out there. So over the last month, California snowpack has collapsed at a pace never seen this late in winter. The fastest late March to the fastest late February to March melt on record. It's it's on track to be the smallest since records began in 1950, trailing only 2015. The lowest snowpack of the year in the Sierra Nevada in at least the last 500 years. So, yeah, there's going to be some issues out there for sure.
I'll bet.
Yeah.
Are we going to be on a weather roller coaster? Are we going to be even?
John. It's very reminiscent of what happened last weekend. You know, we had 77 degrees last Saturday. It was gorgeous, beautiful day. And then Sunday came and boom, the bottom fell out. We had a northerly wind and temperatures crashed. And we spent the bulk of the day in the 30s with a howling northerly wind. Well, very similar conditions are ahead the next 24 to 36 hours. We, first off, will start the day fairly quiet tomorrow. There could be a spotty shower or thunderstorm far south early tomorrow morning, but most of us won't see that. We'll start the day with a mix of sun and clouds, and it'll become very mild throughout the morning hours and even to about lunchtime. Then there's a backdoor front that's going to come down the lake, and that is going to send temperatures plunging. So if you got that ticket to Wrigley Field tomorrow, unlike today, bring the heavy coat and dress as if you're heading to a Bears game in November, because it's going to be pretty darn chilly. We'll have temperatures at Wrigley for the most part during the game in the 40s with a howling wind, and we're going to be keeping an eye out for the development of showers and thunderstorms, which will start kind of north of us near the Illinois-Wisconsin line and traverse south through the area. We are in a severe weather risk. And parts of the area are in a level 3, John, which is a fairly high assessment from the Storm Prediction Center. The biggest threat with severe storms here is large hail. And we know what happened a couple of weeks ago, amid the tornadoes, that the tragic tornadoes in Kankakee in northwest Indiana. We had parts of the area that were lambasted by large hail and even likely set a state record for the largest hailstone, which was over 6 inches in diameter. I don't think we're going to see that tomorrow, but parts of the area could be at risk for seeing baseball or tennis ball size hail. So we're going to have to watch that situation closely as storms move through. So it looks like the period, John, between 3 p.m. and 7, 8 p.m. is the greatest risk for seeing strong to severe thunderstorms. And if there is going to be a tornado risk, it looks like it's going to be along and south of I-80. That seems to be the more favored area. But if this cold air comes in quickly, like some of the models are showing, that would push the tornado risk, which would be great news because that area does not need it after what happened a couple of weeks ago. But that would push the risk of any potentially a tornadic thunderstorm across central Illinois. So that's good news. But we are all going to see temperatures drop dramatically tomorrow evening. So by this time tomorrow night, much of the area is going to be in the upper 30s to low 40s, and frankly, it's not going to move much on Friday, John. We'll have temperatures that will be right around 40 or 41 degrees, so instead of parts of the area could hit 80 tomorrow in Kankakee, low 80s, yeah, and only see 40s for a high on Friday. So that is some true weather whiplash, but the good news is things quiet down a bit over the weekend, so we get back into the low 50s, which is right where we should be this time of the year on Saturday, and then Sunday we should be warming up close to 60 or even in the low 60s under a mix of sun and clouds. So quieter, calmer weather over the weekend, but certainly a wild weather roller coaster ahead the next 24 to 36 hours.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
How about heading into April, which is just around the corner?
Yeah, it's interesting, John. There's signs that we are going back into a warmer pattern. So I think we're going to see, the return of some 70-degree temperatures. But what's interesting is that the pattern shift that's about to take place as we head into April will bring cooler weather out west. So the heat wave is going to finally break in those areas, so that welcomed relief for them. But the fact is that heat dome shifts east, or at least across the southern tier states, it's going to set up a fairly active jet stream. So what we're going to have to watch out for as we head into April is the potential, even though we're going to turn much warmer, here or nearby, at least parts of the Midwest, we'll have to keep an eye out for the potential for severe weather. So that'll be something we'll be keeping an eye on. But But, you know, it's interesting because April, May, and June are the 3 months, you know, prime time for severe thunderstorms in this part of the world. So, not unusual to see them. You know, we certainly had an early bout a couple of weeks ago when we had the tornadoes and large hail. But as we head into April, that's a period that, you know, you start to watch the weather maps very closely.
I should say so. Yeah. I mean, it's rain, it's hail.
Yes.
It's possible tornadoes.
Right.
It's temperatures above 65, then they're below 40.
Right.
It's
right.
crazy.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, John, what's going to happen tomorrow? I mean, and, you know, we talk about trying to forecast weather in this, you know, in this part of the world. You know, we cover a large metropolitan area. We extend all the way from the Illinois-Wisconsin line all the way south into northwest Indiana and certainly down to Kankakee. But, you know, there's going to be a point tomorrow in the early afternoon, say 1, 2 o'clock, where if you're listening to us in, say, Waukegan or Zion, the temperature there may be about 45 degrees. And if you're in Kankakee, Joliet, Rensselaer, Indiana, you'll be in the low 80s. We're going to have a near 40 degree temperature spread across the area at that time. So that's spring. Nothing says spring in Chicago than a 35 to 40 degree temperature spread. And that's looks like that's going to be the case for a time tomorrow. And what's interesting, John, is that you go south of there. We're talking 90-degree heat across central Illinois from St. Louis to Springfield, Lincoln, maybe even Champaign. They could be talking low 90s tomorrow, which is, again, for March standards, it's virtually unheard of this early in the season. It really is.
I've never heard of 90s.
No, and we've certainly never been that warm in Chicago. I believe, you know, I was looking at the records, and, you know, we've seen the largest extremes in the month of March, as you'd expect, because you've got the seasons that are battling it out. You've got spring trying to gain its foothold, and then you still got what's left of winter. But I believe that our temperature extreme for the month, we've been as cold as 10 below, and we've been as warm, I think, as 88 degrees. And I believe that was set in 1986 towards the end of the month. So we've had some upper 80s, but it's unusual. But it just goes to show you how volatile and the swings can be this time of the year, because hey, we still got the seasons that are fighting it out.
You got to be prepared for everything.
And you have to have multiple wardrobes on hand, right? I mean, you know, you just can't. Yeah. It's like I said, tomorrow, if you've got that ticket at Wrigley, and you're think, you know, you're heading down to the ballpark to take in the atmosphere during the morning, and you say, hey, it's pretty warm, it's nice out. You better have that heavy coat or sweatshirt nearby, because once the game starts and throughout the afternoon, it is going to drop noticeably, and when those winds pick up, it's just going to add to the chill. So temperatures in the 40s, but it'll probably feel more like the low to mid 30s when you bring in the strong winds to go with it.
So tomorrow starts out that's what we got for tomorrow.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
You might have said this already, and it went through one ear and out the other.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
So then we keep an eye out for some possible strong or severe thunderstorms.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, this looks like, you know, when we had the tornadoes a couple of weeks ago, John, this was a situation where we were dealing with storms for, you know, 4 to 5 hours. I think the storms will be more quicker moving through the area at this time tomorrow. So we're looking at a period of, say, between roughly 2-3 p.m. till about 7 p.m. because by 6 or 7 p.m. the colder air will have made it even all the way far south across, you know, southern sections of our area that were in the 80s a few hours earlier. So say Kankakee, Maryville and points south of there, Wilmington, they'll have dropped down into the 50s by then. So that will extinguish or, you know, lose the instability needed for severe thunderstorms. There'll still be some showers lingering at that time and maybe even some thunderstorms, but I think that the severe threat will have ended by then, and then we'll have a few lingering showers that you know continue at times tomorrow night, and then as we turn to Friday, we'll start the day mostly cloudy. We could even see a few flurries off the lake. There's some of our models are showing that because the air that's coming in is so chilly aloft, John, that we could get a few lake effect snow flurries, believe it or not. But skies should clear out as the afternoon progresses, but we're only going to see a high temperature in the low to perhaps mid-40s if we're lucky. And then skies clear Friday night, and we'll begin the weekend with a good deal of sunshine and high temperatures going back into the low 50s area-wide on Saturday, which is right where we should be for this time of the year. So we'll bring back a little normalcy to our weather after a wild, 24 to 36 hours. And then we warm up on Sunday. We'll be back in the low to mid 60s on Sunday under a mix of sun and clouds. And then Monday, we could be back in the 70s on Monday, low 70s. So how about that? So it's a definite roller coaster here.
Yeah.
And it looks like we'll be dealing with above normal temperatures at least to start the first week of April with, periodic chances for showers and storms, but many, many dry hours mixed in to be able to, do that spring cleanup or whatever you need to do outside to prepare as we head to spring.
Well, Bill, thank you again so much for your weather expertise.
It
is always a pleasure. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Likewise, my friend. You have a great weekend. Take care.
You too. Bill Snyder, Channel 9 WGN-TV, knows his stuff.